This whole year, focusing on life is dot, dot, dot. And telling you that you need to look at your life and you need to fill in the dot, dot, dot. Life is what to you? Well, this morning, I'm on my favorite subject. I mean, I get excited on this subject. I get a little overwhelmed on this subject. And I truly, truly appreciate this subject, I suppose, as much as all the subjects in Scripture. Life is God's love. I got God's love. That's life. You and I have been given an opportunity. We were watched as we were being formed in our mother's womb by God Himself. That's what the Scripture says. God knows you. Knew you before you were ever conceived. God had a plan for your life. But that plan cannot be carried out without God's love. If God didn't just say, now listen to me, God didn't just say, I love you. God is love, and He expressed His love for you and for me by becoming human, by feeling your pain before you felt it, by forgiving you for all your sins because you said, I believe, I accept you, Lord. Forgive me for the sins of my life. Please be Lord of my life. At that moment, you've received the greatest power of love that exists, God's love. I've told you all something about what I've learned about my past as a child and all, and it seems so sad, you know, to grow up not feeling love or to have anyone say, I love you, or say, I love all my kids. No, you see, love is personal, folks. Love is from one heart to another. Love is a gift from God. And not only does He give us the gift of love, He brings His love inside of you, into your spirit. The power of the love that you have is not just a power that you think up or think of. It is the power gift direct from God to you so that you can express His love to others. What is the problem with looking at folks, everybody in this church, you know good and well, I'll tell you I love you. We'll be out, and I probably have embarrassed, especially women a lot of times, that our members, when I say, you know, I love you. Right out in public, and everybody go, oh, Larry, listen, I know love. You know love, but you know how you know it? Because God gave it to you. It's a gift from God. It's not just words. It's not a saying. It's not an emotion. It is power.
I'm not sure I understand.
I'm so sorry, Siri. God bless her. I guess she don't understand. Oh, man. Well, all right. I'm going to put her up right now. when your watch starts interfering with God's message. But there's a lot of people that doesn't understand. See, that's how powerful God's love is to us. So listen, God, in 1 John 4:16, God is love. God is love. Therefore, outside of God, you will have no power to love. You'll get back to the physical desires. I love peanut butter fudge. But it doesn't compare with what true love is all about. God says, I'm going to not only tell you about love, I'm sending my love. I'm expressing my love. I'm going to make a difference in your heart. Have any of you ever truly been afraid? Now, I want you to picture this. I remember in one combat situation I was in the Dominican Republic, sitting out on that porch down at Santo Domingo, and the tracer rounds started coming in. I've told you all this story. And the tracer rounds are coming in, and I'm looking up and remembering, you know, they say, remember your training, remember your training. What are you talking about? I'm looking and I'm seeing it coming in. I couldn't remember anything. I froze. This little young smart aleck Marine froze. Couldn't move. I know that it was God's love that talked to that lieutenant who reached around the door, grabbed me, and drug me inside because my legs wouldn't move. Have you been that way in life? Have you had trauma? Have you had life itself hit you so hard that you couldn't move? It's paralyzing. Well, you see, the remedy for that is true love. That true love comes directly from God Himself, the creator of love. Love was not created for me to keep and to hold and for me to just feel good. It was created to give and to share with all those around. Love from God is an experience that everyone should be a part of. Well, how can I do that? Get around people who truly love you. Love you in Christ. Love you with a love that surpasses understanding. Loves you to the depth as God loves you. God's love is a giving love. God's love is a giving love. To give from the heart of love. Don't give because you have plenty. You give no matter what you have from love because of the desire to help someone or to express that love to them. You give. The greatest gift that you will give this Christmas is you, your presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C, not presence. Your presence in the lives of those that are so dear to you. The greatest gift you can give is the gift of your personality to just be there. Do you realize how many people that love you? You don't have to say a word. When you show up, you could sit in a corner just as long as they see you there. And that love reaches out. Oh, it's a silent power, a power that can reach in just by the look that you have in your eye. Someone that looks at you and you know that they love you and they know that what's in their heart for you. And just that look and that grin and that little wink that Siri doesn't understand. It is that power. give you the courage to stand strong for the day, to see hope for tomorrow. That's God's love. You say you're overpowered, but God said, I'll give you the love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, remember Paula said she was a whosoever, you're a whosoever, whosoever will, let him come, whosoever call on my name, I will save you. It is amazing to me how many people in this world fight against love. God says, I want to give you eternal life. I want to give you a peace that is so strong when you're under attack. I'm there with you, and I want you to know that I'm always there with you. It's not the idea, did Jesus show up? Jesus is there before you get there, folks. That's love. He wants to walk us through life. It's difficult because we're independent. Human beings are born with a tendency to do it my way. My way. Because I want it done right. Well, I got news for you. You don't know life. I have a God that loves me, that knows my life and my path around the curve that I'll be driving around tomorrow. He knows the dangers that lie there before me, and it is he who is there. Any of us who have lived life for any period of time, we can look back on it now and we see how many times God intervened in the problems or in our life for our good. How many times has he pulled us out of that ditch of life? He loves so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should never perish but have everlasting life. That's what you and I have, Christian. We have everlasting life. I'm not going to die. His body is, and it's going to go back to the dust of the earth, but I'm not. You and I have an appointment together with one another. I call it supper time. Oh, I get excited over supper time. I mean, we're going to go down and we're going to fellowship in hot dogs and all kinds of chili that you can think of down there. And we're going to enjoy the pleasure of personalities, of each of us making a difference in someone else's life by just being you. You want to serve the Lord? Be you. You want to make a difference in the life of someone else? Be you. And don't put the person down because they are who they are. Husbands and wives, listen to me. There's something, ladies, there was something about that hunk you loved when you married him. So therefore, just because the rough times come in life, and they will, you need to understand that you love because of who they were. Jesus loves because of who you are and shall always be in his eyes. I remind you again of such great love. God looks at me and you as already complete. You and I, see, we can't do that. We see ourselves with all the failures and all the pain that we go through or the hurt in life, and we see ourselves with all our faults. When God looks at you, he sees the perfect you. And that perfect you was made so through his Son who went to that cross for you. Jesus knows your name this Christmas, and God sent his love to make sure you understand how much you are loved. As Jesus spreads his arms wide open to receive you. But Lord, I'm so flawed. What flaws you talking about, Larry? Oh, a Christmas present I'll receive, and you will. One day when we see Jesus face to face. Now, the scripture tells us, and Jesus says, when you have seen me, you have seen God. You have seen my Father. So to see Jesus, that is what God looks like in the human condition. And then even what he looks like in the glorified body, Jesus. And when I meet Jesus and you meet Jesus, it's not just a word anymore, this word we know as love. All Jesus has got to do is look at you and say, I love you. And that hold you will see in his hand. Yes, every scar that Jesus had on his human body, everyone, and even on his human heart and presence, will be present with him in heaven. You see, the lash that he took by those who were doing the beating, you see, he couldn't say, Lord, it is finished, until it got to your name. That's love. That's love. He's going to hang in there until the last lash was given, and we will see him. That's the beauty of the Jesus you will see in the time to come when you meet him in the heaven that God prepared for us. Everything that's created, God says, I create for my creation, the human being. All the gifts was given for us. That's the love. And you will see his beauty. For I am saved, not because of what I do, but because of what Jesus did. I'm saved because of who I believe in. Not because of where I am, or because I preach, or because I read the Bible. That's a gift of love, to keep that contact with God on a daily basis. But because of what Jesus did, I got to experience the greatest of love. Love everlasting. A love that the world doesn't understand. Even Siri doesn't understand it. It is the power of our existence throughout eternity. God's love is also a sacrificial love. He did the sacrificing for me. He was the sacrifice for you. Listen to 1 John 4:9-10. God always expressed by showing and by doing. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. It's what he has done through him. This is real love. It is not that we loved God, you hear me? It is not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Take them away. You'll have people tell you, no, I gotta be careful now. I'm a Christian. You know, I don't want a bunch of my sins pitched down at the gate where I can't cross over. I have no idea where they got this stuff. So I can't cross over. And you know the problem with Christians and their walk? There are some people that think that they have to be perfect. Well, your pastor has news for you. You're not perfect now, and you ain't going to be as long as you're in that human condition, as long as you're in that body. It's not going to work. What you be is an individual who is submissive to the will of God and to accept His love, tried and true, because He's given it to you. God showed how much He loved us by sending His only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. It is not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. When I get to heaven, that doesn't work. What sin are you talking about, Larry? Did you not believe in my Son? Yes, Lord, that's why I'm here. Then there can be no sins that will follow you here. When Jesus forgave me of my sin, He forgave me for my past, present, and future sins. He sealed me, He said, by the triune of His power. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And that love that He has for me, I am sealed, prepared for travel straight to His home. And when I get there, no, I won't be discussing life. And you hear people say, I'm going to ask them this question. No, you're not. You're going to be like I was on that front porch. I was so petrified on that front porch, I couldn't move. I'm going to experience such great love when I cross over, my friends. I'm not asking any questions concerning this life, for this time is over. I get to be with you throughout eternity. And do you know? There will be no sickness there. There will be no tears. There will be no hurt. There will be no pain. You will be governed by love. And the love of Christ will be so much in you. No wonder we're flying around. We could appear and disappear in that glorified body. No wonder. You're getting the love of Jesus full force. And why? Because you said, yes, I believe to the Creator of the world. And you accepted His love. And because you said yes, you're as sealed as you will ever be. So therefore, focus. Don't be focusing your time on what I'm going to do if I get lost. When you've got Jesus, you won't be getting lost. You focus your time on how can I express His love to my fellow man, to the stranger, to the one that's down in the ditch of life, the one that is crying out to a God that they don't even know, but they know they've heard about this God. And during such strain of life and such hurt and pain of the ditch of life, they cry out, God, if You are God, have mercy on me. That's where we come in, folks. That's why when the Lord tells you to stop and talk, stop and talk. That's why God gives you the gift of a smile, of a loving heart, of a forgiving spirit, of a life of hope. Show the world that no matter what disease strikes you, you'll praise the name of the Lord. No matter how many enemies you think you have, you got a friend that's stronger than all that exist. Introduce them to that friend by just being you. Don't try to be someone else, to please someone else. Be you. You're important to God, or you wouldn't be here on planet Earth. Therefore, be who you are. God's love is an everlasting, unfailing love. The scripture says, listen, Jeremiah 31:3, listen to what God says. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Now, what about everlasting do you not understand? Everlasting, no ending. I love you. Everybody in here has had a bad case of the stupid several times in your life. Some of you probably have already today. I know I did. So you get that. That does not block God's love for you. That just lets you realize without the love that God gives to you, you wouldn't know what love is. You might as well call Siri and ask for a job. You see what I mean? The point of it. Psalm 89, verse 2. God's, listen, unfailing love will last forever. What part of forever do you not understand? Unfailing love, unfailing. Can't fail. God's going to love you. Or you're going to get knocked down by life. You're going to be stepped on by people that you didn't expect would do it. You're going to be hurt. How do you deal with it? You love. Because you have a Savior that looks to your heart and says, I love you. Larry Pete, you're a mess. But you're my mess. And I love you. Serve me. And you know what my obligation is? Accept that love. Accept the gift on Christmas of the ultimate of love. God's love is eternal. God's love is forgiving, eternally forgiving. You hear me, Christian? Eternally forgiving. You know, Lord, I'm going to try to get louder so you'll hear me and forgive me. He hears whispers. He hears your thoughts. He already sees you. He already feels you. John 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I like the old English, verily, verily. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me, God's touch in your heart, has, you hear me? For you legalists who are listening or watching or whatever, has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Well, good gracious, the grave has lost its power, its sting. Death certainly lost its sting. After all, when you know you can't die, that gives you a lot of strength to step out and be counted, to pay attention to those around you. Look more to their hurt than to your own pain. That's love. prepare the way like Jesus prepared the way for us. One of these days, I'm going to fly right on in there. Yep, I am angels and all. Whoo, I'm going to enjoy that. But you see, I get excited over it, but I can't leave until the Lord says, leave. I got a job to do, but you do too. And the key to my job that God has appointed me to is love. Can I love during the hard times? Can I express that love to difficult people? You got difficult people around you sometimes? Yep, I do every morning. I will walk in there and look in the mirror, and that's the most difficult personality I'll have to deal with all day long. Hard-headed. Oh, my goodness. It's just amazing. But then I realize, after I've gazed a little bit, and that term that Paula had shared, but the term that gets me, I never heard it before. And she used, you look like death eating a cracker. I told that to a doctor yesterday, or Friday. He died laughing. He said he never heard it before. I had never heard the term before. I looked in the mirror, and I realized what it meant. He tells his nurse, he said, I told Larry to get out of the sun, and he had finally listened to me. And then I relayed to him that term, statement, death eating a cracker. And he told his nurse, write it down. We've got a book of all the sayings and everything I hear here, and on Christmas we share some of them. That's one to share. And I thought, I must really look bad. But that was love. Don't you see? God says you pass out of death into life. When you pass out of death and you go into life, it's eternal life. It's a life that I can assure you you're so blessed to have. And that life you've got through Christ, it lasts forever. That makes you pretty important. That's the word of God. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, as we lift our heart to you, dear Lord God, we come thanking you, praising your holy name, asking, dear Lord God, that you direct your love that you have within each of us, direct it to our mind that we might slow down a little, to look at our surroundings and be ready and willing to help those who are in need, those who are hurting, those who see no hope. Help us to be the hope that they see, for they will see you in each of us as we express your love. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.